Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop podcast.
Why is it the chop house, man?
The chop shop, man, because we chop it up and dissect the information in here.
I like that.
Be Better World is a movement about empowering people.
Stay tuned for some really cool people, some really cool episodes, and learn what you can do to empower yourself.
Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop, and we are back in the building, and I have the opportunity to be with a gentleman that I've had the opportunity to work with now for a little over a year, huh? Mm-hmm. It's been over a year. Mr. Sam Bruner is the principal at Huntley Project Schools. So welcome to the Chop Shop. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good, good, good. So I just wanted to bring you on the show because you're one of the schools here in the Montana region that I work with, and just want to kind of talk about that. We'll talk about some of the stuff that we're doing together, talk about some of the stuff that's going on in the schools, and then we'll talk about just life and stuff that you're experiencing. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, cool. So I've had the opportunity to be out at Huntley for, like I said, a little over a year, and we started working last year, and you guys have implemented this program called the Bystander Revolution. So kind of tell the people what that's about, how it's working at your school currently.
So the Bystander Revolution, that started from this idea that, and I started at Huntley Project High School the fall of 2017, and this was my sixth year as a high school principal. Mm-hmm. And so moving into the new job and taking over, and it was a great experience, my first year, second year, and this is my third season. But it was one of those deals where as you're going along, I'm always trying to be better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. And how can I give my kids the all-American high school experience? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I try to focus on, and that goes, you know, we're a Class B school, so we have Class B sports that ranges from golf to football, volleyball, you know, and we're very competitive. And I know there's a lot of other things out there that we do, but just off the top of my head, that was. And so we're competitive in that, but it was the type of thing where I just was feeling somewhat discontent, and especially it kind of culminated last year in this idea that I felt like we're content being competitive athletically, content being competitive academically. You know, we're my juniors average a couple points higher than the state and have grown their ACT test scores for the last 3 years. So we're doing great things there, but it seemed like personally, kind of, if I were to boil it down to what would they do if their grandma was watching? And that's kind of how I made a lot of decisions growing up too. What if my mom or my grandma was watching? Would I behave like that? And how can I combat this idea where snitches get stitches? I have some injustices going on, but nobody's going to come forward because they know if they do, they're going to get beat up and it's going to be a lot worse. So they're willing to endure the injustices rather than come forward and try to stop them.
So I think what was impressive, so I was out last month and with this Bystander Revolution program. So for just some background for the listeners. So Be Better World teamed up and we both have this self-empowerment message. We talk about bullying, but really our message is self-empowering. And what was most impressive to me was the fact that you guys had somewhere between 35 and 45 student advocates willing and ready to run this program. Mm-hmm. So talk about how you guys came about getting the student advocates involved, because that is stupidly impressive to me.
Right. So last year I started meeting with this group of teachers that are fantastic teachers, and we have a lot of fantastic, all of our teachers at Huntley are fantastic, but these teachers constantly are approaching me and saying, Mr. Bruner, can we do this better? Mr. Bruner, can we do this a little better? And so there's this atmosphere of improvement. So I'm starting to meet with them, and I'm just trying to say, you know, if we could describe our school in the most perfect setting, what would we describe it as? What would we want to see our students? And so we kind of go down a rabbit hole of student responsibility, and you know, everybody's getting a job, and everybody has straight A's, and everybody's on everybody's the captain of the football team. And so then we describe, well, how are we going to achieve this? And we're kind of moving into that realm this year and having this idea where we have student leaders start pitching some ideas to students, and that sometimes students take in and absorb more or information better from students than they do adults. Now, that doesn't say, you know, there's still a time and a place for the teacher, because the teacher, that's their profession. They can command and control and run the class in a way that everybody gets fair treatment, everybody gets a chance to speak. But sometimes those topics need to come from the student.
Right.
You need to have a student that says, hey, you don't need to be a jerk right now. You can be nice.
Right.
And that's where it started from. So we had this idea at the end of the year last year, hey, we're going to get these student leaders on board. And I had this Google form or this spreadsheet, and I just said, hey, let's nominate kids. And I want kids that are on the National Honor Society, but I also want kids that are not National Honor Society, but they are student leaders in FFA, student leaders in cheer. And all over the campus, I get these names that pop up, and if you were to mention these names to these teachers, they'd say, oh, yeah, he's a great kid, or she's an awesome student. Mm. And they command the respect of the student body, and not that they walk in like tyrants, but the kids listen and they respect them.
Yeah, that's the thing that I noticed, that it's a really unique set of kids in the room. And when I'm out there, just the level of response that I get from them when I'm there. So I told a story, I think you were in and out of meetings when we had the last meeting, we did this exercise, and the creativity of the group and how they melded so quick to perform this task that I put in front of them was exemplary, right? So you and your staff are to be commended about how you guys went about picking the staff. So tell me about, like, so the Chop Shop is real, right? So tell me about some of the challenges that you might be experiencing with this program. And again, just, you know, are you experiencing, because if somebody's listening, they want to do this, you know, what are some of the things they should think about going into it that might be a challenge?
You know, I think the biggest thing is there's no step-by-step manual out there that says, hey, you know what, if you buy this book and you follow these five different steps, you're going to be able to turn your school around. There's a variety of professionals out there that you could ascribe to and say, you know, you're going to turn your troubled school around and you're going to turn this certain area around. And you can do that, but there's a lot of minutia that you have to go into reading the students. And so I would say that's the biggest one, saying, hey, you know what, I'm not content and I want to start. And so that's scary. And so then you start going around and you look at different schools. And I started teaching at the Catholic school here in town, and I really liked their, they had this retreat style deal that they would do once a year with every grade. And it was very inclusive, and they were gone the whole day. And one of the things I was really impressed about was, especially throughout the year, you had the cliques reach across borders. So you had jocks hanging out with theater people, hanging out with music people, hanging out with computer people, hanging out with all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter that they turned wrenches and they're kicking cow turds and, you know, these guys are in, you know, bench pressing all day long. Didn't matter. They just hung out. They liked each other and they appreciated the difference. So that's kind of where I modeled it. So I talked to Mr. Hanser at Central, and he's, you know, he has a very successful program. And he said, you know, it's definitely not going to take off overnight. And he said, finally, we're to the point where, you know, after a couple years, you get a couple classes that really buy into it. And so it's kind of a time game. And I would say right now, the tough thing is, you know, making sure that it's a priority, and you just got to hammer home that you're going to keep that time sacred. So we have, you know, 20 minutes a day or every Wednesday, and I have to keep that time sacred, because if I don't and I say, hey, well, we'll start doing these meetings, then it becomes unimportant to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's a tough one. Another one is being able to read the crowd. Right now, we're kind of in the process, kind of shaking it up a little bit. And seeing the theme in the Bystander Revolution is all about, hey, let's be inclusive, let's recognize our strengths in our diversity, and let's be nice. Kind of, if you don't have anything nice to say, kind of like you were saying, think harder and get better about just being a better human, you know. After a while, 7th and 8th grade and 9th grade and 10th grade students just kind of roll their eyes. And I say that just because we're targeting mainly 7th, 8th, and 9th. And we have a couple classes that are 9-12 that we work with, and those are actually our most difficult. But we're targeting those younger classes, and they roll their eyes. Mr. Brunner, this is another time where we're, you know, don't be a jerk and be nice. That's boiling it down in everyone we've seen. So we're going to kind of change it up a little bit. But I think that's it's an experiment, and you've got to be adjusting an ability and willing to adjust. Say, well, we didn't know on that one. Let's adjust and move over here. And then also looking for people that have experience in saying, hey, I watched this happen and fall apart at this other place. Don't do this. Or make sure you do this. I think you're at this point where you need to introduce this, you know. So being able to read that, that's tough.
Yeah, and the thing that I will give you and your staff a whole lot of credit on is that you guys are very, very nimble in your approach. So you see something is going one way, you had a game plan, the game plan was working, and now the game plan needs to change in order to fit the audience that you guys are trying to present it to. So, you know, that's been impressive to watch from the sidelines. I appreciate the work that you guys are putting in with regards to that. And it's been a pleasure to work with you guys and see that kind of manifest itself. So last thought, if you guys are out at Huntland Project are in a unique situation that I really love, that you have K through 12 on the same campus, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so you guys are preparing a program for 7th, 8th, 9th because you're trying to create a sustained culture, mm-hmm. which I think is very, very impressive. So if you had to tell anybody out here listening to it, you know, what's the one thing that you would say that needs to happen in order to make any program be successful?
The one thing that I would say is just be consistent. I think the tough thing about my job and being a teacher, really probably maybe any job, I don't know, I've just been in education, is just being consistent with your policies, consistent with your actions, so that way students know what to expect. My first year and second year, I think that's tough. The tough aspect was, how is he going to react compared to the last guy? They know the last guy. They're used to the last guy, and they're comfortable with the last guy or gal. Whoever it is, you have to create your own brand of consistency. And once you break into that third, fourth year, then you have that. And so it doesn't seem like you have kind of a battle on all fronts, because they know who you are and what you stand for. And I would say just being consistent, that helped me out. I was out at Plenty Coup High School for 5 years. And they're used to a lot of turnover. And to me, I got along, and I loved the kids and worked great with the kids. And it was the type of thing where I started getting less and less grief from students the more time you have. And they want that consistency. And that's what I'm seeing now going into my third season at Huntley.
So you heard it here. Mr. Brunner said, be consistent, be present, be active with the kids, and good things happen. So anytime anybody comes to the Chop Shop, we always ask them one last question. So everybody lives by a motto, whether it's spoken or unspoken. So if you had to tell the world what your motto is every day when you get up.
My motto. What's a motto with you? My motto every day is, and one that my kids are starting, my personal kids are starting to roll their eyes on, is we're better today than yesterday. We're better tomorrow than today. And what can we do? We can evaluate and don't just dwell and beat each other up on the mistakes and stuff, but just learn from that and just see where we can go. We ask each other, the girls and I ask each other, hey, what did you do at school today? You know, and that kind of gets the sometimes nothing, or hey, we did this. But then we ask, did you help anybody out? Were you kind? Did you share? You know, what are those things that you went above and beyond to make a difference and be better today than yesterday?
Uh-oh, he just said it. He said it. I heard him. He said be better, right? So it's all about being better. So, hey, I want to thank you, Mr. Brunner, for taking time out. I know you're about to head out for vacation, so I sincerely appreciate you stopping by. I'm looking forward to seeing what the next 3, 4, 5 months hold with Huntley Project, because I do really feel like you guys are on the right track. So however I can be of help, you know I'm here for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for joining us. Hey, remember, be better world. We all play a role. We out.